Dr. Mejia, the chief of the patient, William Ramos, Medicare X155187, that appears 29-1978, reference lesion and self procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure May 17, 2023. Indications: GERD, histobariatric surgery, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis LA class A, number 2, small hiatal hernia, number 3, status post-gastric bypass anatomy, next number, small stomach remnant, next number, nodularity of the jejunal anastomosis period. Death of insertion, jejunal loops, complications on immediate medication, aspirin, mono anesthesia, care, paragraph of the procedure. After phone consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position. Periscope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, into the stomach, stomach remnant, through the anastomosis, into jejunal loop period. Examination performed upon withdrawal period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under procedure period. Retroflexion performed at the fundus period paragraph. Findings are oropharynx pianoma, paragraph esophagus, the small erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with late class A esophagitis period paragraph. This is small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph. There's a small stomach remnant consistent with prior history of gastric bypass. History period, anastomosis, biopsies were taken from the body of the stomach, carotid pylori, pure paragraph. Biopsies taken from distal esophagus, right? Eosinophilic esophagitis, pure paragraph. In the jejunal anastomosis, there's a piece that to be some nodularity. Biopsies were taken. Period. Jejunal loops examined. Appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2 and 3 inflammations. Number 3 avoid NSAIDs. Number 4 monitor clinically. Next number patient will need next number patient will be started on protonis 40 milligrams per daily. Next number patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks period and of dictation.